Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is The Art of Being Well. What's up and welcome to The Art of Being Well. I am a leading functional medicine doctor. We get to consult people around the world via webcam, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, The Inflammation Spectrum, Ketotarian, and the newest book is called Gut Feelings. If you want to learn more about our clinical work, the telehealth center that we have lots of new telehealth patient options now open, and there's lots of free resources there for you as well. You can check it all out at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. And listeners of The Art of Being Well, we're giving away free signed books every single month, no matter when you listen to this episode. All you have to do for a chance to win is head on over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review The Art of Being Well there. Tell us what you love about the show. You can leave your Instagram handle in the Apple Podcast review itself, or you can take a screenshot of the Apple Podcast review and message me on Instagram at Dr. Will Cole. And every single month, my team and I will be going through the messages on Instagram and going through all the Apple Podcast reviews and randomly picking winners from both of those places. And then I'll reach out to you, we'll ask which book you want me to sign, and then we'll send it to you. All right, good luck. About every single month, we have entire episodes devoted to your burning health questions. This is the latest edition of Ask Me Anything. So submit your questions. You can submit them at drwillcole.com. We have all the email contacts at the bottom of drwillcole.com. You can message me on Instagram. That's probably the two best places. And then we'll add your questions to a Google sheet and we'll go through as many as possible. We've been turning your most burning health questions into a hot or not format, because many of the questions are, what do you think of this trend or this thing I've read about or this thing I heard about on a podcast? And they want to know our functional medicine perspective, our hot take on this. So that's what we've been doing for these Ask Me Anything episodes. And then we may plug in some non-trend stuff, health trend stuff in there too. So you'll never know what you're going to get in these episodes, but to help me out, every single time I have my amazing functional medicine telehealth team on the patient side to give you a clinical perspective on it. I have Megan and Emily, two brilliant functional diagnostic nutrition practitioners who've been with me for a long time. How are you doing?
Great. I feel so good when you introduce us. Oh, yeah. Yes. It's like a hype.
Speak
sesh.
More. Say more.
And then to ask the patient team and I, the question, another brilliant human being who has been with us for a long time is Emily F. What's up?
What's up?
She's on our patient support team.
Yes. Yes,
holding it down.
Holding down the fort every day.
Yeah. And she integrates with the telehealth, the clinical team, the patient team, and just providing the best experience for our telehealth patients. So she's aggregating your questions and going to put us on the spot, the patient team on the spot, and ask us. And yeah, I don't know what we have in store
some
for us.
Some of these
today
may be her questions.
Yeah. They might be sprinkled in there.
Yeah, I love that.
We do have quite some
interesting things to talk about today.
Oh my gosh, people, stay tuned.
Yeah.
Let's get to the first one.
On the edge of your seats. Okay.
Yeah. What's number the first one, hot or not? Let's get right into it.
All right. Number one, we have the 3-2-8 workout method.
Okay. So the 3-2-8 workout method, this is a viral TikTok fitness trend. At the time of recording, it has over 17 million views on the hashtag, I guess. Combines strength training, Pilates, and walking to create a workout routine suitable for anyone, they're saying. So you do, the goal for this 3-2-8 workout method is do strength training 3 times a week, do Pilates or a low impact movement 2 times a week, but do 8,000 steps daily walking. So I haven't heard about this until you brought this up. I think it's on the surface, it sounds great.
All these numbers too.
All these numbers, if you're bad with math, I'm sorry. But it is to me pretty straightforward, and I like it because it diversifies the movement. And I like it because, I mean, like Megan and I were talking before we started recording, is like most of us are doing this already, right?
Yeah.
Like three, I mean, maybe not everybody, but.
Why did you just directly look at me?
That was shots.
Okay.
Shots.
Listen here.
To Emily.
You know why I'm saying this? I've known Emily for a long time, and she gets the Peloton app and she pays for the dang app but doesn't use it.
Listen,
I am worried about you. That's what
I am. You're
be paying for something and not
perfect
using
balance
it.
Person. Okay?
Do you even have a Peloton?
No, but you can have the app without it.
No.
No, the Peloton strength app. Training.
Strength training, burst training.
Listen, she knows how to use it. She
I have great intentions.
Meditation, yoga. I'm a big fan of the Peloton.
Listen, I have great intentions and I have kids. So this is, you know,
It was subconscious that I loved you.
I walk every day with you.
That's
okay.
Right,
that's Will true. Forces me out on a walk.
It's more
every
than
day.
Some people yes. in the office.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm not shaming Emily. It literally was just because I know her and I'm like, well, not everybody
it's fine.
Does
I'll
it.
Scare you later today. It's fine.
So, anyways, this is good for all of us. And I like that it's not like something super aggressive, high impact every single day, which I think people can overdo yeah, it right. with yes. these challenges and they're not meeting their body where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is accessible. Mm-hmm. And look, this is to me where social media shines.
Yeah.
Because they're actually engaging and empowering people and to do mm-hmm. something like
to move.
This.
I really want to hear what Megan has to say about it. You know, she's like our trainer of the office. We always ask her what to do.
Thank you.
But I agree with you. I think this is so much better than what was the, like the 75 hard that we talked
Girl,
about.
Girl, that's what I said this morning.
Bit. Yes. I just feel like it's so much more realistic, especially, I mean, you know, you think about being a working mom or a parent or, you know, even if you're not a parent, like life gets busy, right? But I think that we can make time for movement every single day. I'm a mm-hmm. huge fan of the mindful movement. And so getting steps in, like we said, how we can just walk at lunch or walk before work or after work. And like the, again, the strength training and the low impact movement, I could definitely work on a little bit more, maybe use that Peloton app. But I at least feel like it's more realistic for me than
so
the other
realistic.
One that we discussed, the 75 hard.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree. That's what literally I said this morning. The 75 hard was, it's insane. Like it's something I told Emily F, and no offense to anybody out there who does this, but I was like, you would have to be a stay at home, like spouse or partner,
yeah.
not a stay at home mom, like
yes.
a stay at home, no kids, no job, maybe have a housekeeper. That is the only way I would see the 75 hard. So when I saw this, I was like, I'm down for it.
Oh yeah.
There's functional
yeah.
movement. There's muscle building to build up your metabolism and so that you hopefully don't get injured. And then there's 8,000 steps a day, which honestly walking is like the best thing you could do
yeah.
for your
yeah.
entire body.
And mm-hmm. would you say that this is something that anyone at any point in their life could probably do? Like you think
Absolutely.
About, like I think about like older people or even
yep.
pregnant women, like obviously
yep.
we have to modify things too,
yep.
but like
kids.
This, yeah, even kids. I feel
yeah.
like this is something that could be realistic for whatever season of life that you're
I
in.
I love
too.
That you said that. Absolutely. This can be translated to anybody at any season, any age, any injury, because strength training, everyone thinks you have to go and do squat racks and push-ups,
right.
but you can modify. Strength mm. training looks different.
Mm.
Even Pilates is a form of body weight strength training.
Yeah, body yeah. weight, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
it's just...
So you're saying I can do it.
You
yeah.
can do it.
I'm surprised that you... I mean, Megan is coming from like, she has an exercise science background, and she's also someone that wakes up at 5 a.m. and does CrossFit.
Yeah. Which my baby doesn't.
With a baby, like,
with
like
a baby, with a baby on her waist.
Usually.
She puts a baby on her back.
He is my weighted vest. Okay.
I have an 11-month-old or however.
Burpees. Yeah, he's burpees, just bouncing on her back.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I squat with him. I hold him. Yes. I wish I was joking.
Yeah, no, this is real. So I'm surprised to hear you say that, oh, this is 75 hard was not sustainable. But you're just talking about the massive, the average person.
For the average person, the time commitment. If you picked parts of 75 hard, like reading every day and a workout, but it was like, I mean, Emily F would know better than I would, but we've talked about it. It's like 2 hours of workouts, an hour of reading. Yeah. One workout has to be outside. You drink so much water. You have to meditate.
Yeah,
you have to cut out
all
food.
It's an
idealist type of workout. And I love the intentions behind it.
Oh, for sure.
It's all great things, but is it truly realistic for anyone in any point of life?
And you have to start over if you mess up one day. And I'm like, that's just cruel.
Yeah, that honestly is seeking perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not down for
like,
that.
Yeah, I don't like it. It is cruel.
Yes.
It's cruel. Yeah. And there's another one that Emily F. told me about this morning called the 12-3-3. People love their numbers. They want to get trending. Yes. They want to get viral. Yeah. But the 12-3-3, you told me it's a 12 incline on a treadmill, 3 miles per hour speed.
For 30 minutes.
So is it 12-3-30?
It's 12-3-30, yeah.
12-3-30. So 12-3-30, sorry. I think that can
that's
be
nice.
Good too.
Yeah.
And 3 miles per hour is not like, that's not like running.
No, it's challenging, but you can also like, if you have your phone, you can just pull up a Netflix episode. That's what I do every time. Cause it just keeps my mind off of what I'm doing. And it's 30 minutes a day. That is like so tolerable.
Is that your hot girl walk?
That was the thing too, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't do it. I want to so bad, but you know, I can't get into a routine.
In your mind,
but
it's
in theory, it's great.
We do a little bit at lunch. Yeah. Don't give yourself
some
credit.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, there's almost 30 minutes.
Everybody here right now is
more
or less on the walking team at the Del House.
We're on the walking team. Thank you for including me in that. I want you all to know I walk. I get my steps in. Okay?
You run after
which
two
is
children.
The most important.
Peloton, you know what? I don't use you as often as I should, but I do
she's
pay you money.
You.
So.
She's coming.
Oh my gosh. All right. So we give it a hot or not. This would be a hot for sure.
I'd say hot. Yeah.
Hot.
Agreed.
Hot.
All right.
Hot squared. This episode is brought to you by IQ Bar. Now get 20% off every IQ Bar product plus free shipping when you text ABW to 64,000. People will often ask me, what's a delicious snack that tastes amazing, but also good for you? They want something that's convenient, something that's they can have on the go. A brand that I love that checks all of these boxes is IQ Bar. Not only does it taste great, but it's also packed with healthy, functional ingredients for your body and your brain. Plus, it fits every diet. It doesn't matter how you eat, like whatever your philosophy is. It could be paleo, vegan, keto, gluten-free. It checks all those boxes. IQ Bar is super diet-friendly with no weird ingredients. IQ Bar is the only bar optimized for your brain and body. It's packed with brain nutrients, plant protein, and fiber, all with next to no sugar or net carbs. Super clean label, and it's freaking delicious. You're gonna love this. These bars are packed with plant protein for strong muscles, prebiotic fiber for a happy, healthy gut, and healthy fats for clean, crash-free energy throughout your day. IQ Bar comes in 7 mouthwatering flavors like toasted coconut chip, almond butter chip, peanut butter chip. You all know that's my favorite one. And the banana nut is great as well. You won't believe how great these things taste, especially considering they have next to no sugar or net carbs. IQ Bar is the number one brain and body protein bar in the United States with over 10,000 five-star reviews and hundreds of thousands of happy customers. Now get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus get free shipping. To get your 20% off, just text ABW to 64,000. Get your discount. You have to text ABW to 64,000. That's the only way you're going to get it. That's ABW to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details. I freaking love AG1. If you haven't tried this yet, what are you waiting for? Our next partner, AG1, something I've taken for a long time. It is daily foundational nutrition that supports your whole body. I drink it every day. I have it in between consulting patients online here at the telehealth center. Through a science-driven formulation of vitamins, probiotics, whole food-sourced nutrients, AG1 delivers comprehensive support for your brain health, focus, gut health, digestion, immune system health, energy. Since 2010, they've improved their formula 52 times in the pursuit of making the best foundational nutrition supplement in the world through high quality ingredients and rigorous standards. There is a reason why everybody is talking about AG1. With just one scoop, you can get the nutrients and gut health support that helps your whole body thrive and covers your nutritional bases. Look, I look at labs for a living. I see nutrient deficiencies on a daily basis. AG1 does a lot to fill in the gap of the most common nutrient deficiency bases that I see on labs. With just one scoop. All you have to do is mix one scoop in a cup of water, or you can put it in a smoothie. It tastes great. Very simple. It's one simple thing you can do every single day to support your health. Think of it as a multivitamin, multimineral, a green superfood, a probiotic blend, an adaptogenic blend, a functional mushroom blend, all in one, because that's what it is. So if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D. It's a vitamin D3 K2 blend, and also 5 free AG1 travel packs, which I take with me wherever I go. With your first purchase, go to drinkag1.com/willcole. That's drinkag1, D-R-I-N-K-A-G, and then the number one.com/willcole. drinkag1.com/willcole. Check it out.
All right. Next, we have cold plunges.
Okay. Cold plunges. Cold plunges as 1.2, at the time of recording, 1.2 billion
wow.
hashtags.
That's insane. Hey.
And that's, I don't know if that's just on TikTok, but I'm sure it's way more across all platforms. The science around this, I mean, let me just, the caveat is we integrate these into telehealth patient protocols for a number of different reasons. Here are some of them. There's studies that show that it increases brown fat tissue or brown adipose tissue, which is basically, it burns more, it stimulates the body to burn more fat, lipolysis, whereas versus white fat, which everybody, you know, it's when you talk about fat loss and fat burning, becoming metabolically flexible, we're burning the white fat that people don't want so much of, but the brown fat tissue is actually really beneficial. So don't let the name fat be detriment. Same as like healthy dietary fats. Fat is not bad. It's just the healthy kinds that we're trying to get from dietary purposes and also support our body to make the healthy amounts of brown fat tissue. But cold exposure increases this, which enhances our body's caloric expenditure. We're burning more calories with healthy amounts of brown fat tissue. One study showed that cold stress, this is a hormetic effect on our body. Hormesis is a good stress that makes your body more resilient, which high intensity interval training does, sauna therapy does, fasting, the ketogenic diet, which is fasting mimicking, all are acts of, you know, the hormetic stressors on the body. But it increases, cold therapy, cold stress increases our metabolism by 80% by one study's estimate. It lowers inflammation, which is another reason that what we use it. It lowers these pro-inflammatory cytokines. There's also longevity research to show, there's one called the rate of living hypothesis. But the theory suggests that lowering our core temperature, lowering our body temperature promotes longevity by slowing down the rate of reactive oxygen species, oxidative stress, so kind of connected to inflammation in that way. But it also modulates these genes like TRPA1, DAF16, which are these pro-longevity pathways in the body too. So I also use it for people that have nervous system dysregulation and poor vagal tone.
Yeah.
Where their neuroimmunoendocrine axis is dysregulated, which is really the intersection between our nervous system, our immune system, i.e. chronic inflammation, and our endocrine system or hormones. So people that have anxiety, they have like, their sleep-wake cycle is off. They have even fatigue, brain fog. I love integrating cold therapy into their protocol. It can improve sleep quality as well. So there's a lot of reasons why I love cold therapy. And it's so if this is my hot take on if it's hot or not, I think it's a hot. I saw it on social media once that someone said, does the cold plunge count if you don't put it on social media? that's kind of overdone in my mind. But because I'm like, do we have to see every single time? You know, I mean, it's part of my job, I guess, to educate people on these things. So I may annoy people. But, you know, it's across the board. Everybody just jumps in that dang plunge and shares it on social media. But maybe it's inspiring. Maybe it's inspiring for people that don't have access to a cold plunge. Like we have people get into a cold shower.
I was about to ask that. Yep.
But I will say, I have a cold plunge. I'm new to having it myself. I did a cold shower for a long time. Cold plunge is like next level. Where I would do it intermittently if I was like in a city that had access to it. I live in the middle of country, so I don't have like a place that I could go to. But when I would go to LA or Austin or Miami or New York, I'd go in them. And it was intense. It's way more intense than the cold shower is. So much more intense. And I've also done the cryotherapy chambers, which are nice if you have access to them. But to me, I think the best is like a good old ice bath. It's like you can get the fancier ones. You can just get a bucket full of ice and do it that way. Be mindful of the temperature, start off low and slow, but you have to build up tolerance over time. And I think there's a lot of benefits to it. I go back to from looking at this through the lens of an ancestral health perspective. Our ancestors would just call this like a bath on a Tuesday, like in the winter.
Yes.
It's like, okay.
We have a health coach. I don't know if I can call her out, but Kelly T. I love her. She will just literally go find a creek or a lake and I love do that. A cold plunge.
And I'm like, love it. Erie, Pennsylvania.
She lives in Erie, so she has access to that. And I'm like, girl, that is so smart. That is
the real kind. But I think there's a whole number of clinical reasons why I love putting it into patients' protocols. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a massive hot for me. What do you guys think?
I think it's really important what you said about taking it low and slow too, you know, especially when you see trends like this. I was talking with my twin sister who her husband had gotten a cold plunge and she was like, yo, I saw this too all over TikTok and I jumped in the first time I did it for 4 minutes. And I was like, girl, I would not have started that level. And you know, some people may be able to do it. I don't think she had any issues, but you know, when we're working with sick patients too, it's probably not the best idea to start off at high levels like that. No. You know, you want to work your way up. And so that's, you know, I would say that this is a hot, I love cold showers.
Yep.
I mean, the immune support from it, even the detoxing support, because it actually forces your lymphatic system to contract. So it's going to push things through and flush things out. So we do use it a lot for patients. You know, if that's an area that we're focusing on, especially with the mood improvement and the stress improvement, I love the benefits of it, but I do, you know, I would tell people who are basing it off of these TikTok trends to just be mindful how you're starting out, because you don't know what state your body is in. And if you, you know, you could cause a flare probably if you start out too high, or you want to work your way up with that too. So I love that you said that, Dr. Cole, because I think it's very important to be mindful. Start low and slow and work your way up. Find your threshold.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be increasing time and then lowering temperature. Yep. Those are the two gauges that you have. Yeah. Sorry, Megan.
I encourage anybody who's wanting to do this more specifically, obviously, if they are a patient, we can put that protocol together, like Dr. Cole said, specifically based on what their labs look like and what care looks like and work their way up to it. But for the average person listening to this, if they haven't looked into Wim Hof, I think that is amazing. And the research that they've gone behind, like you said, with the lymphatic system, with, you know, the specific adipose tissue, and even how their immune system responds to pathogens when they've done this cold therapy. And even them, like, they're intense, but he even talks about working your way up and starting with a cold shower.
Yep.
So that is as great as you can get. Mm-hmm. Even these professionals are saying, start here.
Yes. It normally takes about a minute or so to adapt once you're in there.
Yes.
It normally, it's like miserable for the first minute or so. Mm-hmm. And then you hit this stride where you really can, you're adapted. Your body's adapted to that stress. And then you kind of work your way from that. My protocol right now, I'm about around 45 degrees Fahrenheit, and I'm in there for about 7 to 8 minutes.
That's great. You should be proud of that one.
So my son, who's like such, he's Enneagram 3 like you, Megan. He's like super driven. He got, my wife went to California to go visit a friend, and he went with her. He got up at 5 a.m. He's 17 years old. and jumped in a cold plunge at 5 a.m.
I
went outside with him because I'm like, it's like middle of, it's nighttime.
It's nighttime. It's like yes.
And we just got it too. So, but I was proud of him. But, and he probably does it in a way because of the research around dopamine. It increases yes. dopamine by like 250%.
Yes, your endorphins wow. and everything. It's like a, it's yeah. like a, it's like a rush.
Yeah. So yeah. serotonin, dopamine, these are pleasure, happiness, neurotransmitters. And he, in that way, and he said this publicly, so he kind of has that kind of tendencies to, so I'm happy that he's channeling it into yeah. something healthy like this and yeah. not.
I like to use my yeah. higher dose sauna blanket before I take my cold shower. And I feel so happy. Like yes. it is like an instant happiness like yeah. boost.
Is there anyone that shouldn't use a cold plunge? And yeah. obviously it's case by case and talk yeah. with your doctor, but.
There are cardiovascular issues. If you're on any medication that has to do with your heart health, if you have a history of heart issues, it could be great for you, but you're going to want to get the go ahead from your doctor and start off low and slow as a general rule. Someone's pregnant. Obviously that's like the blanket advice yeah. here. Other than that, and then something comes to mind. I mean, from a liquid standpoint, I'm going to get super basic here. I know patients that have had surgeries, they can't do it for the time.
Yeah.
Good point.
Surgeries and same with sauna too. They can't get their like suture wet. But that's all I see clinically. It's really just post-op. They can't do it for a while.
Sure.
But long-term, it's actually great from an inflammatory standpoint, as I mentioned. So no, it's generally great. And speaking of that, I love when we bring into contrast therapy for patients too, where we're doing the hot and cold alternating.
Yeah.
That vasodilation, vasoconstriction benefit can be great between the heat and the cold.
Love it.
So it's a hot for us, right?
It's a hot.
Sounds like it's cold. The hottest. It's hot.
It's like freezing ice cold hot. A lot of what my job is in functional medicine is supporting health from the inside out, to get to the root cause from the inside out. But you know what is also important? Supporting your health from the outside in as well. And especially when we're talking about hair loss or hair health, strong, healthy hair, you want to find a product that actually works and is made with clean ingredients. With Vegamore, my telehealth patients are getting visibly thicker, fuller, shinier, longer, healthier hair, all without harsh ingredients. All Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. What's even better is Vegamore's value kits, like the GRO, they spell it G-R-O, the GRO Essentials Kit. You have to check this out, where you get to try more than one amazing product at a great savings. The key is consistency in your routine for the most beautiful, healthy-looking hair. I find that our telehealth patients who uses the Vegamore Grow hair serum daily, they get great results and their hair and scalp are flourishing. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how freaking amazing this product is. Give yourself the hair you never thought you could have with Vegamore. For a limited time, the Art of Being Well listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/Will Cole. Use code Will Cole at checkout. That's vegamore.com/Will Cole. Code Will Cole to save 20% off on your first order. vegamore.com/Will Cole. Code Will Cole. vegamore.com/Will Cole. Support for today's episode comes from iHerb. iHerb offers the best curated selection of wellness products at the best possible value across a variety of categories such as supplements, sports nutrition, groceries, and beauty. This is your one-stop shop for all your health and wellness needs. They care what's actually inside every bottle that may make up your morning, self-care, or cool-down routines, and more. They test and verify to ensure that what you find in every bottle is what's supposed to be there. Their site is so easy to navigate. You can search by category or by brand or ailments you want help with, like circulatory support or digestive support. And then you can further narrow your search by ratings, price, or if you're on a specific food, like eating diet plan, like vegan or vegetarian. They've really thought of everything to make shopping for these products convenient and very easy. My last iHerb order, I got some Chomps bars. I stocked up on some pantry items as well, like Bob's Red Mill, grain-free, like almond flour. I got a bag of that. And there's so many other products. It's like having a health food store online, everything you need right there, and the price is amazing. You can trust your products will arrive in first-rate condition because iHerb orders are shipped from climate-controlled fulfillment centers to ensure the quality of their products, and they ship to over 180 countries. Every product iHerb sells is stored and shipped exclusively by iHerb. There are no third-party sellers. And you'll get free shipping in the USA on purchases over $25. With over 24 million authentic reviews and 1.3 million five-star ratings, iHerb has helped over 11 million customers find the best products for them. It's time to get your health in check with iHerb. Our listeners get 22% off your first order when you use code WillCole at iHerb.com. That's 22% off your first order at iHerb.com, promo code WillCole. Choose iHerb because wellness matters.
Next, we have my favorite one, the mustard and cottage cheese diet.
I love that. This is my favorite one.
I just get assaulted by it on my For You page on TikTok.
Oh, really?
Every single day. Oh, every day.
Oh, okay. I'm not looking at TikTok. But
the comments on this one crack me up. It's all like, right. It's got so much vinegar, it'd make a salad buffet blush.
My gosh. All right. So this is the mustard and cottage cheese diet. People on social media, such as TikTok, are dipping everything in mustard and cottage cheese as a way to lose weight, of course. But they're dipping meat and vegetables and everything in mustard and cottage cheese. And it's the hashtag mustard diet. Okay, so I think Emily F. has the backstory on this, but I'll just give, like, I think it's interesting, those two things. Specifically from a food compound, nutritional compound, clinical nutrition standpoint, mustard has a compound called synuclein in it, which is a glucosinolate. These are these pro-plant compounds, these polyphenol antioxidant compounds that are, this synuclein specifically is responsible for mustard's pungent taste that everybody knows. But this compound, amongst other ones that are in there, like carotenoids are also in mustard as well, giving it that color. It has anti-inflammatory benefits, antifungal, antibacterial, wound healing benefits. So from a pro-inflammatory standpoint, I love these carotenoids, plant antioxidant polyphenol compounds. So I think it's good. It's also a sulfur-containing compound, mm-hmm. which we know sulforaphane and these other sulfur compounds are precursors to glutathione, which is really good for people for as a master antioxidant. So I think it's good. Cottage cheese, if you do fine with dairy, like getting a good quality, organic, plain cottage cheese, it's a complete protein. I think that's an awesome thing to consider that shouldn't be problematic at all. So I don't know about losing weight. It's strange. I don't really know the connection between the two. The average American isn't having enough complete protein throughout the day. So this could just be social media's weird way of doing that. And they're not eating enough polyphenol antioxidant-rich foods. So it's good, but I would say like do it just from a whole health standpoint. Not, this isn't like a weight loss thing. And I wouldn't recommend just eating that alone if that's what they're advocating for.
But. Yeah, I agree with that. And I think my biggest issue with this, I mean, I love mustard. I like cottage cheese. Yeah. I think that there's some crappy cottage cheeses out there. So
I
it's
hate
like
cottage cheese. I'll be honest.
Literally nasty.
I like it.
Sorry.
I'm not gonna lie. I do really like it. I don't think that I would mix it with mustard. I mean, I love mustard. And
wait, she mixes the two together.
Yes.
She puts the mustard on top.
And she dips everything in it.
Okay. I thought she go, this with mustard. This with mustard and cottage cheese.
I do have an issue with that a little bit because I just like, I am a food mixer, but I don't think I'd mix those two things.
No.
My biggest issue with, from what I've seen with this trend is that she eats the same exact thing every day.
Yes.
And as we know is that your gut can't function on just the same foods alone because, you know, you're not going to get a variety of nutrients that are going to support the body. So that's my main issue with it is that if you're eating the same thing every day, then you're not getting everything that you need. And so sure. And maybe she, and obviously we're only seeing a glimpse. Maybe she's having variety within her dinner mm-hmm. or breakfast or whatnot. So I'm not, you know, trying to hate on her by any means, but I think that sometimes people kind of take this as, oh my gosh, this is all I can eat too.
Like carte blanche, what the deer costs.
Exactly. And so I feel like if you're only getting a glimpse, you're not really seeing all around it. And so I don't have any issues with the foods that she's eating. I think it's, you know, good things. She's getting some good veggies in there. She is getting some protein. I don't think that one chicken sausage is probably enough protein for a meal, in my opinion.
Not for me.
But exactly. but I don't have an issue with it per se. I think it's going to confuse people in thinking that that's all they eat.
Yes, I agree. I think this is one of those things. It's like, hey, you could pull from it, but know that this person's diet does not translate to everybody else. Like, it's just not how it works.
Yeah. And I don't think most people are getting good quality cottage cheese. I'm not going to lie.
Or mustard. So. I mean, there's natural flavors and yellow dye in a lot of mustard. So you got to.
Exactly.
Do you guys have a favorite mustard?
I mean, Primal Kitchen has a great mustard.
Yeah.
I forget the other brand that we have in the fridge. Megan and I share mustard.
We do share mustard and hot sauces.
Mustard, yes. Yeah, we love it. I mean,
wasn't invited to
the mustard
party. Yeah,
you weren't invited to the mustard party, okay? But there was just one time when I threw away the end of a mustard and Megan was like, I was going to eat that mustard.
I was like, that was my lunch, Emily. Thanks.
We basically are all married. This is how we talk about.
Emily was also like 7 months pregnant, so I couldn't beat her up.
Yeah, she couldn't be mad at me.
I was like, man, I can't get mad at you.
I had to bring in a new mustard the next day.
So now we just share our condiments.
We do.
This is like a long-term condiment sharing relationship.
Yes, it is. If we ever get divorced, it's going to be in
who
our...
Who gets the mustard?
Okay? You got to pay me some money every month so I can get mustard. Mustard, I just think trying to find a good organic quality mustard is going to be helpful. With cottage cheese, I stand by the Good Culture, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, that's the one she normally uses. Okay. I did know
that. At least she's advocating for that. Because
Emily F. knows a lot about this girl.
Wow. I do. Actually, she's my best friend.
She does that every morning after she takes her dog out.
I'm actually her doctor. I prescribe this to her.
We're partners in this movement. It's actually called the Emily F. Diet Positivity.
Taking all the credit.
But the Good Culture. I just think there's so many crappy cottage cheeses out there that
So tell everybody, I abhor cottage cheese. No shade on it. If you like it and it works for you. I don't like cheese in general.
Yeah, you're not a cheese guy.
I know I'm in the minority, but...
I don't love a lot of cheese either, but I do like cottage cheese. My kids like cottage cheese.
What's the best brand for people that are interested?
The best brand is Good Culture, because here's the thing. A lot of cottage cheeses, you know, they're supposed to have cultures in them, live probiotics, but the other additives that they put in kill off... The cultures. And so Good Culture is committed to making sure that it's active cultures. They don't have any preservatives or other additives in it too.
Yeah, that is the best brand.
So I do think it is. I mean, you can also find a local farmer. Like, we have a local farmer called Your Family Farmer that sells raw cottage cheese too, which I love. And you can't find that everywhere. But I think that that's also just finding good quality is important. But Good Culture, you can pretty much find it everywhere. So that's what I would prefer. Again, I don't have a huge issue with it, but I just don't think it's enough food. And I think it can be confusing people to not get variety in their intake.
So quick backstory context. What's the background? How did this even come to be, Emily?
So I was watching some of her videos and it seems like
you would, because you're her doctor.
I'm her doctor, so I have to know what she's doing. I made her send me a food log all the time. And she was actually diagnosed with Lyme. So I don't know much about this. However, it seems like there's a lot of things that you shouldn't eat while you're healing your body from that. So she compiled all of the things that she could eat. And she said she couldn't have a lot of condiments. So that's where the mustard and cottage cheese came to be, for some extra flavor.
The mustard in obsession.
Yes.
Okay. So I would say this, knowing that backstory, it's interesting. Maybe she worked on reintroduction. I don't know. Mustard is a seed-based spice, which some people do have reactions to seed-based spices have Lyme and autoimmune issues that Lyme is triggering. And obviously dairy, even though the casein is broken down with the fermentation of cheeses.
It still doesn't work for a lot of people.
Be problematic. Look, this is her health journey. I don't know her health history. Mm-hmm. She obviously does. And this is working for her as a tool within her toolbox. Right. But isn't it interesting that that's her story, but it became
a weight loss thing.
A beast beyond her,
like
right?
Like everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. So she knows what works for her body. And that's what we want people to be empowered to find. What does your body love? What does your body hate? Especially when you have food sensitivities. And we deal with a lot of patients that have, okay, I know my body and I have this X amount of foods that I can eat that love me back at this point. Mm-hmm. Our job is to expand the foods that love you back and shrink the list of foods that don't love you back mm-hmm. over time. So it sounds like maybe this is what this girl's going through. Yeah. Like this yeah. is one of the things that I know I don't have a reaction to. And we deal a lot with chronic Lyme. And I know that can be a big journey to yeah. overcome over time.
So what's your take?
No for the weight loss, but if you're talking about someone that has chronic Lyme disease and is looking to heal and has to use this for a time to just sustain her, then I would say that's hot yeah. for her.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was just saying. I hot like for that. Her, not, yeah. for, not sure for everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Agreed.
Good for you, Tiffany. Wishing you the best on your healing journey.
Love.
I'll see you at your appointment tomorrow.
Don't be late. She's always late.
Do not be late.
Because she's like,
I gotta go get more mustard.
I gotta finish my meal in my car.
I was looking everywhere for the goat culture.
I'm gonna do my cheese
cold plunge.
That's the next Ask Me Anything. Yeah,
that I would literally
Can we start something like that.
Oh my word.
All right.
All right. Next. The collagen movement.
The collagen movement.
I love that title.
So
I looked up the collagen movement. And the
collagen coup d'etat on social media.
It has its own flag.
Yeah.
It's its own nation state. It's representing the United Nations.
I love it.
3.4 billion views and counting. Wow. Probably just on TikTok alone on a Monday, but it's massively huge. Mm-hmm. Everything's collagen. Yeah. So look, nothing new to our world. We deal a lot with autoimmune issues, chronic Lyme, people that have food sensitivities to a lot of proteins, which collagen is a type of protein. On a clinical level, I would say collagen is one of the most well-tolerated proteins. Are we talking about casein, dairy proteins, or different plant proteins, or an egg protein, or a grain protein, or a bean protein? These are a lot more immunoreactive to people that we deal with clinically. Mm-hmm. Collagen, as far as the immunoreactivity spectrum scale, it's one of the most tolerated by most people. So I honestly think the collagen movement in part is driven by two different wings. I never said this out loud, but I think it's one is the epidemic of gut health issues that we have. Absolutely. So people are looking for what's a protein, what's a something that I can have to support gut health, and they're hearing the connection between the two. So I think it's that. And I also think it's the vanity of the skin side of things too. People are always interested in beauty and clean, natural ways to support their beauty. Mm-hmm. So it's both. Mm-hmm. And we know the gut-skin axis are connected because really one and the same.
Yeah.
So I think the problem is there's just a lot of, you don't know the great good quality and the sourcing of it, right? And there's something called agglomeration that a lot of collagen peptides, collagen protein powders, so they basically bind the collagen compound to different gums and waters and oils, different ingredients that don't even need to be listed on the label. So it makes the collagen appear bigger. So it kind of mixes better because it's impacting its dissolving capacity in water. So people like it from that, and they can basically use less of the active ingredient. It lowers costs for the company and increases the margins. So they're making more money on it. And there's probably other reasons why they do it, but those are the main reasons. Is it mixes, tends to mix easier. So from a mass consumption, consumer standpoint, and also they can use less products. It fills up the bottle better. So I formulated one for Agent Nature, and it's called Holy Mane. It's kind of people have called it the Hermes of collagen powder because we really source the best in the world of marine collagen, which is coming from fish. So that's the formula I made originally way back in the day, 2017. And then after that, we kind of reformulated it to have this new version of it. And I love it. I think the game changing, I've seen so many people tag me on social media telling me how this, it's not just collagen. It's marine collagen with pearl powder, which is used in traditional Chinese medicine for thousands of years because it's silica content and it's different mineral content And it's almost, it's treated in traditional Chinese medicine as an adaptogenic, has adaptogenic qualities. So it has sort of a hormonal balancing aspect of it too, because of the mineral content and these different pearl compounds. So the people's skin changes, their hair, their nails is just profound, what I see on social media and clinically. So I can attest to that because I know the sourcing of it and I know behind it. So I have sort of the behind the scenes view of Holy Mane. But yeah, that would overall, even if you get the cheaper, lower cost, even if it's agglomerated, if it's coming from organic, grass-fed sources of it, and it's third-party tested for contamination, because mm-hmm. you want to be mindful of the heavy metal content. If you're kind of checking most of those boxes, third-party tested, good sourcing, it's not going to be as good as Holy Mane, but I'd rather have somebody bring some clean protein into their life versus not at all. That would be my pragmatic clinical perspective. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, I will say my thing when I say collagen, I think of like meat on the bone or with connective like tissue, bone broth, gelatin, whole fish with the skin. Like those are my collagen sources. But that's like, again, ideal world. I have all this time to cook and clean. And like Emily said, once you have a kid, yeah. it's kind of like that goes by the wayside. So I use Holy Mane quite regularly. I use the bone broth powder from Paleo Valley that has mm-hmm. really good collagen content. So I would say I'm 50-50. 50% of the time, I'm using those food sources. The other 50% of the time, I'm a mom on the go. Props yep. to you guys with multiples, because I've got one and I don't have time. So Holy Mane yeah. is a savior with my smoothies in the morning.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I mean, obviously, yeah, whole food is best. And so I think that trying to bring in the bone broth as much yes. as possible or the good clean source of protein is so important. And mm-hmm. I really want to teach my kids that too and let them see that in me. I think as someone though that has really struggled with protein at certain seasons of my life, this has been very helpful to have something like Holy Mane and clean sources like that that can just be helpful at getting it in when you're trying to keep your head above water. Like mm-hmm. I have struggled with bone broth and like just, you know, especially with the versions, whether it's through pregnancy and mine were not even really during pregnancy. It was outside of pregnancy too, of just trying to get back on track with that. Mm-hmm. I think that good sources like Holy Mane have just been incredibly helpful for me to mm-hmm. to make sure I'm still getting that nutrient in. So.
Yeah. So I like it overall. I go back to the formulation of Holy Mane. It's not just the marine collagen. I think the pearl powder is just one thing that's just so mineral.
It's the highest ingredients you can access. Yeah, you get it really is.
A high level of it. But something I didn't say, I'm always an advocate for food first, right? And looking at soups and broths, that is collagenic, right? And I think the modern Western diet isn't getting enough of these collagenic rich foods, which like you said, Megan, like the supplement should be above and beyond that. Right. Like it should fill in the gaps from a specific nutrient standpoint or supportive standpoint, but it doesn't replace food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So like soups and broths,
yeah.
organ meats.
Yeah.
Like what types of meats would you do you recommend, Megan?
Mine are usually beef or bison, grass-fed 95% of the time. And again, usually found on the bone. And then I am using those bones to make my bone broth after. I am trying to not only do nose to tail, but again, financially speaking, I want to use every part yeah. of that animal for an yeah. economic
cost
view
standpoint.
As well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a hot for me overall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, I yeah. agree.
Hot.
All right. We have a AMA question.
Oh, okay.
So get ready. It
says, is this from you, Emily?
Yes. Okay. Hi, Dr. Cole. I love your podcast. Question for AMA. My husband has a strange problem. After some of his bowel movements, he will become quite bloated and very physically and mentally exhausted for 30 to 60 minutes. So much so that he sometimes needs to go to sleep. He has bowel movements about 1 to 2 times a day, drinks lots of water with electrolytes, and we eat gluten-free. What could be causing this and how can we prevent or reduce these symptoms?
So I'm really sorry your husband's going through that. These are the type of cases that we see clinically, people that generally avoid the most problematic foods, that eat cleaner than the average Westerner, but they're still struggling with these health issues. So without knowing the full health history in context and labs, I can't really speak on it specifically, but I would say generally speaking, some things to think about. I mean, it sounds like very easily having to do with the gut-brain axis, which when the gut is digesting food requires a lot of energy. And when the gut is stressed out, and you're eating foods that don't love you back at this point, it really can expend even more energy. And we know 95% of serotonin is made in the gut, 50% of dopamine is made in the gut, and they work upon GI motility and they work on the vagus nerve. So that neuroimmunoendocrine axis that I mentioned at the top of the podcast, the episode here, that's where my mind would go here, is that he has a very stressed out gut-brain axis that we need to figure out what's stressing that out. So the response, while severe, like he feels like he has to actually go to sleep, that most people out there listening aren't going to have that of an extreme response, but many people do. Many people are actually going to resonate with what your husband's going through because, as I mentioned under the collagen section that we just talked about, there's an epidemic of gut health problems where their fatigue and brain fog are actually, there's a lot of gut-centric components to that. So I'd want to look at the vagus nerve. I'd want to look at the landscape of his gastrointestinal health and what's causing that hypervigilant response and what's depleting his energy, and looking at all the variables that are at play with that. So that's not a specific answer because I don't have a specific answer.
Yeah.
That's where health history and labs, that would give me the specifics because these are just the check engine lights. We know the check engine light's on in your husband, but why is the check engine light on? And that's where labs and health history, there's no replacement for that.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't think there can be a specific answer given. But what I love too is that you're noting that these things aren't normal. I think so often we look at something like just a little bit of fatigue or bloating and we don't really connect it, right? We're like, oh, this is, you know, everyone deals with bloating or, you know, after I eat, certain things happen.
Yeah, you're right.
So I love that you're noting this as not normal. And that is so important for people to realize that just because it's common doesn't make it normal. And so I would really encourage you to just, you know, seek labs or get, you know, some more understanding
answers.
So that way we really can figure out what's going on.
Absolutely.
Because I think that's helpful. And so I think that it's great that you're, you know, a good support system and really finding those answers.
And I would say this, and then sorry, Megan, for interrupting you, but we don't have cases like this that don't get better. So that's like, these are not quick fix issues. I don't want to like oversimplify it. It can be very stubborn and very resistant and very nonlinear as far as someone's healing is concerned. But it's one that we actually have a lot of success with.
Yeah.
Some faster than others, but certainly I have full confidence as far as us being able to navigate the variables, whatever they may be.
Yeah.
Here at the telehealth center. Yeah. What do you think, Megan?
You took the words right out of my mouth. It was invest in yourself, invest in the answers, invest in the labs, because it's not just us throwing darts at a wall. It's getting those answers to the why you feel like this and then addressing those from a very clinical, supportive setting. And I think that's just what a case like this needs.
Yeah. Well said. All right. So we have something that we thought, okay, how are we going? We want something. This is a new era of the Ask Me Anything episodes. And we, at the end of every, I call them regular episodes, but all the episodes are regular. But when I'm talking to one of my friends in the wellness, nutrition, medical world, I typically end those episodes with a Your Art of Being Well, where whatever the guest's name is, I'll do Your Art of Being Well. And then I kind of peruse different aspects of wellness and self-care and nutrition and food and kind of pick their brains on a menagerie of different things. So we thought, why don't we, you guys want a behind the scenes of the telehealth team and what our personal faves are, then Emily F's going to ask the patient team. And I also want to know yours, Emily F. I don't know what questions she's going to ask, but what's your question for us on this?
My question is, what is your favorite wellness tool that you use daily that can't be bought?
Ooh, I love this.
All right, I'll go first. The first thing that comes to mind would be nature.
Such a good one.
Yeah, so I'm in research of, you know, Shinrin Yoku and Japanese forest bathing and using nature as a medicine and meditation. That's huge. Now, you can buy land. I guess you can buy nature.
but
it doesn't ultimately, I mean, nature can't be fully owned, right? So
right.
I think it's something that's free. It's accessible to people. The research shows it shifts our microbiome by breathing in the microbiome of nature. These different essential oil compounds are very beneficial therapeutically for our immune system and our nervous system and our mood. So there's a lot of really fascinating science. I talk about it in gut feelings because it's so powerful for your gut feeling connection, your microbiome mood axis. So I would say that's it for me. What do you think, patient team?
Love it. Yeah. So I think, I mean, you guys know how much I love my skincare and really trying to take care of my skin. And obviously using food as medicine is, you know, I guess you have to buy the food, but that's an important way because healing from the inside out, right? But I think that part of skincare routine for me, well, one, less is more. I think that you can get into a very comprehensive skincare routine. And sometimes that's, you know, if that works for you, that's fine. For me, I do think less is more. And yes, you can buy things, but I love using cold water in the morning when I wake up. Like you, some
it's
people,
like an instant like face refresher.
Exactly. And it's pore tightening. It's reducing inflammation and puffiness. So, I mean, it's
a cold plunge for your face.
That's what I was just going to say. That's cold plunge for your face. Some people even get things like the ice rollers, which I guess, I mean, you're buying the ice roller, but you don't really need to. You can get an ice cube if you want to.
You can freeze water and put it on
your personally
skin.
Just use the cold water and put it on my face in the morning. And to me, it's like that, again, that's a part of a skincare routine that you don't have to purchase. And it's so good. So that's something I do on a daily basis.
Yeah, I know people that do an ice. Like they'll do like a bowl of ice water.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
Especially with traveling, I've found that to be really helpful. If you're staying in a hotel, get an ice bucket.
Yep. You know the ice bucket is like the dirtiest thing in the room?
I don't use
the
ice bucket. Okay. I don't use the ice bucket. That is so
like,
gross.
There's like where fecal matter and stuff.
I don't use ice bucket.
I read that.
But you get the ice.
I don't deny that at all. You know the weirdest, dirtiest things.
My husband and I both say we know a little about a lot. Because it's just, they're like, tell me more. It's like, I don't have more. That was the only thing I had. There's fecal matter in
the
ice bucket.
She also told me people peed on cans.
Yes. Yeah. Truck drivers. They'll go in the back if they don't have a restroom and they will go back and pee on the soda can.
Truck drivers. They piss on everything.
There's urine found on your soda cans all the time.
Oh, great.
Wow. Yeah, so you really
love that too much.
You know a lot about, what do you always
say? A little about a lot. Because you would ask me a follow-up question, I'd be like, I don't know. I just
know the truck drivers like to piss on cans. That's all I know.
I love it. But anyways, ice in your face, cold water, therapy for your face. It's so good. If you want to really start skincare routine, you don't have to go buy these expensive products. And again, less is more.
Love it.
What do you think, Megan?
Oh, you know mine's going to be movement. Movement. Mm-hmm. It's anybody can do it at any stage in life and you can move any body part. For me, it's walking and it can't be bought. I will walk anywhere. I will move anywhere and it makes me happy and healthy. And I combine that with nature as much as we can here in the office. And it just, I always say someone, I saw a quote the other day and it's like, don't you feel bad leaving your family to go work out? And the woman replied, I feel worse when I am a biatch to them because I don't move my body. And I'm like, preach. That's it. It's movement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
So Emily F, that's the patient team's hot
What's
take.
You?
What do you think?
I was thinking gratitude. I just think it's so priceless to just really appreciate the life you've been given and knowing that some people would be envious and would love to have what you have and just being grateful. Like even though, like if you're stuck in traffic, this is a hard one. If you're stuck in traffic, you're like, wow, I'm just so grateful that I even have a car and a job to go to that
somewhere
provides
to go
for me
to
and my family.
Yeah.
There's a lot of research around that too, Emily, that, I mean, they even look at, you know, when you practice gratitude, how much it decreases anxiety in the mind.
And lowers inflammation levels.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. There's a saying that gratitude and anxiety cannot exist in the mind at the same time.
Oh,
but again, that's research. That's deep. Wow. Based because they have found how much it lowers it when you practice it on a consistent basis. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It does. You don't need some book. You don't need some, you know, long routine. It's something you can practice at any point in the day.
Oh yeah.
You know, whether you're thinking it, whether you're writing it down, whether you're saying it out loud, it's such, I love that tool. Yeah.
I talk about the science and gut feelings too. And that paired with self-compassion and compassion for other people, which I think is tied to that, right?
Yeah, 100%. Agreed.
We did not plan this, but I think if you think about what we just said here, like it is such, if the human race would do these things, like simple, free
things,
accessible things, the world would be a happier, healthier, more peaceful place internally and socially.
Yeah.
So with that said, everybody, if you want to learn more about what we do clinically here, check it all out at drrollcole.com. We'll see you next time.
Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back again next Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.